Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
I like songs about that river and the one that says there's a river of life flowing out through me. So Jesus sends it in, we send it out. Man, I want to preach on that, but I'm preaching on something different today. I don't even call this preaching. I want to call it teaching or sharing. So let's see where it is. There it is. So we could be like him. Well, this is about the new creature status that we have. I get excited about that. I might be the only person that can get excited about what the Bible calls the new creature or the new creation. Over in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation or a new creature, some translations say. What that means is you're a card-carrying member of the new creation that began when Jesus came out of the grave. So this has been going on for 2,000 years. And that new humanity, the new creation, is expanding and getting new members all the time for those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But what I want to look at today is explore that, dig just a little bit down into that, and then make a couple of applications I think that will help us on a daily basis. So the first scripture is John 17:10. Jesus said, all mine are yours and yours are mine and I am glorified. My likeness is expressed in them. Now let's just stop and think about that for just a moment. That can just zip right on by us as a Bible verse. And we don't really get the true meaning of that. So Jesus is saying, everybody that belongs to you, Father, everybody that you loves, they're going to come to me and they belong to me. And everyone that belongs to me belongs to you. Jesus was always doing that in the figure of himself and his heavenly Father. He identified 100% with his heavenly Father, with his will, with his words, and with his actions. 100%. That's all Jesus did. He had no personal things to do but the will of God. When his disciples came to Jesus and said, hey, we don't have anything to eat. We're hungry. And Jesus said, oh, don't worry about it. My food is to do the will of God. So doing the will of God fed Jesus. So I like that, though, that line, my likeness is expressed in them. If Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord, his likeness is being produced in you if you let him. I think we have to let it. We have to call upon it. We have to expect it. We have to manifest it. We have to be around other people that even call us into accountability, that will say, hey, how's it going? How's the new creation going in you? In John 14:9, Jesus said, I think this was to Philip. He said, have I been with you so long and you still don't know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Philip had no idea what he is. What do you mean you've seen the Father? I mean, you're just a man just like us. But Jesus said, if you've seen me, in other words, I am the exact representation of my heavenly Father. Well, I think that blew their minds. They couldn't really understand it. Today, do we understand that? We always get on to the disciples for being clueless. But I think a lot of modern Christians are clueless as to what that means. Jesus' likeness being reproduced in us. I think the average Christian is just hanging on until he goes to heaven or she goes to heaven. And they say, well, what's your goal in life? They won't say the new creature, Jesus' likeness being expressed in me. They may not put it that way. They may say something like, I'm hanging on until I get to heaven. I know I'm forgiven. I'm going to be there. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But listen, is it written on your heart and in your mind right now? That's what makes a difference in our lives. But when Jesus said, I and the Father are one, can anybody else in history make that claim? Not legitimately. not Moses, not Elijah, not John the Baptist, not many other great men of God. They couldn't make that claim because it wouldn't be true. Only Jesus could make that truthful claim. Well, it's shocking. I think we need to see how shocking that is before we can go on and see what's next. He shocked his disciples with almost everything he said, especially when he said, "I and the Father are one." Well, it also shocked the Pharisees. They were scandalized by Jesus' claims. I mean, that's making himself God. That's blasphemy, and they wanted to kill him. John 17:22 says, the glory, and my definition of glory there's lots of ways to talk about glory, but I want to zoom in on one particular aspect of that, and that is likeness. So the glory, likeness, that you have given me, I have given them. He passed on what was in him, passed it on to those who would follow after him, and said, I'm putting that likeness in them too. So just if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How about Christians saying, if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus? Do you like that one? If you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. John 1:12 says, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The purpose of born again is so that we can bear the likeness of Christ, who bore the likeness of his Father. That's the purpose of it. So we don't get that by just going to church. We don't get that just from reading the Bible or even memorizing Scripture. We get it from him placing his likeness on the inside of us. So it's not something to achieve. It's just something to be received. So here we are, God and man. Let's check that one. There we go. Jesus spoke and acted exactly as God would in every situation. Just imagine us if we spoke and acted as Jesus did in every situation. He was the full representation of God's will to the world, and we are the full representation of Christ to the world. So another way of putting it, Jesus was the Word. We know in John 1 it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We've read it so many times, it just... He was the Word in human form. There's another way of putting it. He was the Father in person. And he was the devil's worst nightmare because of that. Well, the first Son of God... There you go. The first Son of God was Adam. We just started to think of him, well, Adam and Eve were the first people God made, and they were sort of made imperfect, and they kind of had to get there. No, they were created perfect. Adam was perfect in every way. He was tempted, and he failed. He got in on the rebellion that was already going on in the spiritual realm. He joined it by his rebellion. And a rebellion against God and God's will for the world, and for him to be expressing the love of God to the rest of creation. That was all his job was. It wasn't complicated. And to stay in submission, to be able to walk in wisdom, because he's in connection, in relationship to his heavenly Father. So the next Adam, he had to do something about it. I mean, we've been having problems now for 6,000 years, but... The next Adam took the test, which was submission to the Father, and he passed. We ought to be jumping up and down just at that news right there. He passed the test. When he was tempted of the devil, he said, I only go by the Word of God. That's my meat. That's what I do. It's the Word of God. I'm going to keep it all the way. So Adam was the model, the pattern for all humanity, and Jesus is the model, the pattern for the new humanity of which you're a part and I'm a part. You say, well, that all sounds fine, but I don't see how that works in my life. I'm going to show you in just a couple of minutes how that works in your life. But first of all, understand you were born in the image of Adam. You have been reborn in the image of Jesus. So we've got to get can't and I'll never amount to anything and I wonder sometimes if God loves me and all of these things that we say, that's what Adam says. That's the image of Adam in us. You wake up in the morning and there's a resurrection of the old creature in us every morning. You've got to step out of that. You've got to refuse it. Just like Paul said, I die daily. I think when Paul got up in the morning, he just said, I refuse that old creature. I'm not going to let him manifest himself in me today. I choose the new creature. The old creature is your default. The new creature is the reprogramming that we get through Jesus Christ. So we've been reborn in the image of Christ. That's what God expects. It's not a super saint picture or mentality. It's not a super saint mentality. It's an ordinary Christian, an ordinary citizen of the kingdom that we walk out every day. So everything that Jesus did, even his relationship to the Father, was as the new man of which we are a part. So here we go. My wife is always saying, take it out of the ether and bring it down to earth. How does Jesus' victory change anything in my messy life? So he said we're new creatures just like him. Okay, apply that to your life. If he said it, it's true. And if it works for anybody, it applies to anybody in the world, from Jesus' disciples to the present day, preachers, missionaries, church members, that's you. So how about this? Get up in the morning before your feet even hit the floor. God, today my speech and conduct will be in harmony with the new creature that I am. Now, something inside of you, after you pray that prayer, will say, no, you're not. You're contrary. You're mean. You're not loving. You're not forgiven. You're stupid. All these kinds of things. You'll start hearing all those accusations inside after you declare yourself to be a part of the new creation. That's what you've got to reject. I reject the old creature. I'm not going to give life, and I'm not going to give voice to him today. So some people will say, well, I don't know what that means. Well, here's something very simple in 1 Corinthians 13. We all know this scripture. It's called the love chapter. But here's what I like to call it. It's the applied new creature mentality. It's applied to our life. Here's how you apply it. It says, love is patient and kind. It is not irritable or rude. It does not insist on its own way. Why don't we just start with those? First of all, can you be kind? Can you be patient? Well, not always. Hold on. That's not what I asked. I didn't say if you always were. I asked if you could be. Can you be patient? Can you be kind? Can you keep from being irritable or rude? Okay, so how about a prayer that starts this way? Today, Lord, since I am a new creature, since this is my new status and my new destiny, and this is my new purpose, I today am patient and kind. I am not irritable or rude. I do not insist on my own way. That's a prayer you can pray, and that can work in your life today. Well, I don't know if I can do that all day. That's pretty hard to do. Well, I know, because the old creature keeps having a resurrection. But every time he pops his head up, every time he's resurrected, recognize it. As soon as you start feeling irritable, as soon as you become rude, and start to you say something unkind, There's a tip-off right there. Just say, whoa, the old creature just got resurrected. Lord, I repent. I'm kicking him out. I'm dying to that. I'm going to let the new creature manifest himself, be me the rest of the day. Okay. Just keep on repenting. You might have to do it 100 times. See, the new creature is always faithful, always hopeful, and always loving. So when the old creature has that resurrection, stop. Just say, stop right there. I am always faithful. I am always hopeful. I am always loving. That's who I really am, and that's what I'm really going to do the rest of the day. If you don't think you can make it all day, how about this? Can you make it till noon? Well, hey, it's only 30 minutes till noon. Surely you can make it till then. And if you can make it till then, I bet you can make it the rest of the day. Well, you may not feel like a new creature. Yeah. I don't wake up in the morning and feel like a new creature. I don't look like one. I don't act like one. I don't talk like one. Have you ever woken up and you felt all grumpy? You know, I did that. Well, I started to say I did that one time. I've done it many times. And I realized that I was grumpy with everybody, especially my wife. I was grumpy, and there was no reason for it. I just felt grumpy. And then I caught myself. Now, I noticed her frowning at me, of course. I noticed that. But I said, wait a minute. Do I like to be around grumpy people? No, you don't. Okay, well then stop being grumpy, because nobody likes being around you either. There you go. Have a little talk with yourself. Grumpy is not the new creature. He's the old creature. So doesn't matter what you feel like. You do it, you declare it. Start your day with this declaration. I am a new creature. Jesus made me so and gave me his status with the Father. I am becoming what Jesus calls me. So don't call yourself something that the Bible doesn't call you. Somebody else might call you dumb, but you're not. So just reject it. You might call yourself unworthy, unacceptable, incapable, inadequate, a failure, stupid, and the lots of other names that you call yourself. You know, I've called myself some of those things on the golf course. And then I realized later, that was the old creature. The new creature just keeps on trying, just saying, okay, I'm going to hit this ball again, and that's if you have a mulligan. I'm going to hit it again, and I'm going to be successful this time. So here's what I recommend. This will work at home and with your friends. Just install this little device in your kitchen or your living room. And I say that euphemistically. What you're going to really do is install that little chip in your brain. You're going to install this in your brain to where the little beeper goes off every time the old creature says something or does something. So anything out of line with the new creation, the beeper goes beep, 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 beep. You hear it and you go, oh, that was old creature. Okay, stop right there. I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I just got a beep. The old creature was acting up again. The old creature just had a resurrection. So install it. Also, you can put it in your kitchen or living room so others can hear it too. Can you imagine if others could hear the beeper too? So when you start gossiping, the beeper goes off. Yeah. When you start criticizing, start accusing, start judging. Beep, 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 beep. What? What's that beeper? Oh, that's the creature beeper. I've got that little device in my head. It's called an old creature beeper. So Becky and I have proven that the creature beeper works. It goes off all the time around our house, and that beeping reminds us to repent. And then we instantly apologize to each other. Sorry, honey. Sorry that I was irritable. Sorry that I was rude. And then we accept it, and we just go right back to the new creature status. Now, here's the thing about the new creature. He's not religious. He's just happy all day. He's peaceful all day with his friends and with his family and at work. There's no better life. There's no better life than the new creation. So, critical, unkind, impatient, irritated, grumpy, selfish, insisting on our own way, prideful, foolish, unwise. That's the old creature manifesting himself in our lives. Let me ask you, when that's happening in your life like today, if that's been happening this week, whatever, if it's been happening, let me ask you this question. How's that working out for you? How's that working out for you? Well, I'm sure your answer is not very well. I mean, I'm just down in the dumps. Well, no wonder. The old creature keeps you down in the dumps. And your life is lived not on this level. Your life is lived on this level. So anyone can do this. You don't get the beeper at Walmart. You get it from the Spirit of God and from His Word. But you have to install it. You install it because we need that reminder. Yeah, that's it. That's all of my slides. I just ran out of slides. I was getting real excited too about, everything good needs to come to an end today. And here's the closing prayer. Ready? You can pray this with me. Holy Spirit, help me be quick to repent when the creature beeper sends a signal. I will use it as a reminder of who I'm not and who I am in Christ. I will walk in your Spirit today in faith, love, and power. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, okay. Now we're going to do something. We're supposed to have some fun and games today, and I left my little trivia sheet at home that I was going to do. So I've got, let's see, let me find my. Where is it? I've got two or three jokes. Okay, here we go. So the reason I'm messing with this now is I've got to have my sound effects going for this. Let's see how it's working. Trying to turn it up. Okay. Oh, here we go. All right, hang in there with me. Okay. I don't know if could y'all hear that? All right. See, you're laughing already. You know it's going to be funny. This lady told her husband, she said, "Look at our neighbor. He's given his wife a goodbye kiss. And when he comes home, he brings her flowers. Why can't you do that?" He said, "I can't do that. That's not my wife." Okay. I think it was somebody in our wise and wonderful senior citizen group that said this, asked this. "What would you do if your husband started flirting with another woman?" She said, "I'd break her cane." So you'll know when to laugh. Okay. And why do you think men die before their wives? Because they want to. Okay, there we go. No laughter with that one? There we go. Has everybody heard of the 5-second rule? When something falls on the floor when you're eating? Yeah. Well, that doesn't work at our house. We've got 2-second dogs. All right. How about a political joke? When our representatives in Washington answer the roll call, instead of saying present, they say not guilty. All right. You think that's enough? Think that's enough jokes? One was enough? Ah. Oh, okay. Okay, they're still laughing. Y'all are still laughing. I can see you laughing out there. So anyway, we're glad you're tuned in today, and we will be back next week. If you like these jokes, let me know, and I'll get some more. And Paula's a good one, too. She's always feeding me jokes. I'm not blaming this on Paula, but she does feed me some of those jokes. So, all right. Well, God bless y'all for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.